Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to go and just make sure that if you hadn't already heard or seen that the podcast has a new logo. Shout out to Blue Nebula Studios. Randy out over there was able to make me the fabulous logo that you are seeing before you. There was only pretty much, I'd say, about one redo that we did, but all in all, I mean, he pretty much had exactly what I wanted from the, you know, from the very first image that he sent me, and was able even going to, he added in the flame effects himself, which are one of my favorite parts of the new logo. So again, thank you very, 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 very much out over to Randy out over at Blue Nebula Studios, and I can't wait to continue working, because we've got a couple of things planned, not only that he's working on for me, but some things that I'm really hoping to be able to go and do for him. So y'all just have to wait till a little bit later, and then y'all will see. But like I said, at least with that logo, you all kind of know what kind of direction I'm going in. That image is going to be the exact same thing that I'm going to be using on all the things that will be coming out soon, like the t-shirts, and I will only let the t-shirts kind of slip for now, because there's other things I'm working on that I really can't wait, but I kind of want those to be a surprise. So yeah, like I said, I hope you guys like that. Outside of that, there's not much to go and announce next week. That episode in the pre-segment, I will have another really cool announcement, but it is not completely finalized right now, so yeah, more on that later. So without any more blabby blab from me, this week's episode is with the members of SAS Cosplay. So amazing to be able to go and get all three of them on the podcast. Unfortunately, we weren't able to go get the fourth member, Izzy. That hopefully will be an episode to come later on. But as I was saying, these three girls do some amazing work as far as the individual cosplays that they do separate from each other, and then the ones that they actually kind of all go in together is really, really awesome. So I had an amazing time. The members of the group, you've got Rachel, who you can follow over at Ray Ray Cosplays. You've got Sarah, who's Ray Emery, and then Ali, who is Laylee Cosplay, and then don't forget Izzy, as I've already said, Izzy. all four of them, like I said, do amazing work, and if you have not been following them, please do. They do, like I said, they do fantastic work individually, but when they're in a group, they are a force to be reckoned with and are really, really fun. This last weekend, they were over at a con, and I cannot tell you how much fun I had just watching some of their Instagram posts. So make sure that you go and you give all of them a follow and see what they have coming out next. So with that being said, let's get into this episode with SAS Cosplay. It just needs to be hit. And it would probably help if I actually turned on these microphones too.
Maybe so we can all join the conversation. I mean, it could just be a conversation of you talking, and then like everyone would be like, what is he even talking about?
You joke. That is actually okay. So I wasn't able to go and upload this. It's one of the lost, corrupted episodes, but there's an episode I did with Carly and Miles. Fantastic, great episode. That was Miles' first time on the podcast. Did all of it. The file got corrupted, and I was like, okay, oh no. Crap, then I can't really do that. But I was able to go and pull audio. The only audio that picked up was my microphone. It's like, I don't want to sit there and have an episode where you can hear me, you can kind of hear Miles, and Carly's not really a problem. You can even hear Carly. So I was like, ah.
I mean, you should just make it a contest to see who can, like, guess what Miles was saying. Of your remarks and comments.
But see, hilarious. There was a pun off that happened during that episode. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, there was, I love the puns. Head just went down from Rachel, which means that, okay, who's the pun master over here? Okay.
That's me.
Not really a pun master.
No, they're not good.
Yeah,
but is it don't Barbara have to... type, like,
yes. No, Barbara's, like, funny, and she's witty, and then the...
it's
am I not funny? Said,
no.
Let's see how it is.
Mango.
Mangon. It was funny. No. See, no. We were at a restaurant, and there was mango ice cream with mangoes on top of it, so I grabbed them, just like, hey guys, look at this, mango. And I put it away, and I said, mangon. They never laughed until Izzy, which is one of our other friends, did it, and you know, it was officially
gone. She
did it
funnier, though.
But she threw the very last one in the bowl, and she
was
like,
and then they were all mangon.
And she actually ate it before she said mangon.
Yours was still on your fork.
But it was gone from the bowl.
Now, so
don't facepalm at me.
This is education for next time that goes on, okay? This means you have to up your game just a little bit.
Just try a little harder. It's fine.
I need to practice the art of puns.
Yes.
You know it.
A lot more.
There you go. Yeah, it's an unpracticed yet skillful art, okay?
Yeah, you have to be very mindful of your surroundings with that. And sometimes I'm not, so... That's probably why. Yeah, Rachel shaking her head. That's, yeah.
I love this. I've not had a group episode that I can already tell how this is already going to be. A bunch of best friends that are just like, oh, guess what? Just a bunch of inside jokes. Get ready for it.
Seriously, though.
Oh, the ins and the outs of sass.
This is a very deep rabbit hole.
Right.
It never ends.
We might as well introduce... So thank you for sass cosplay.
Yes.
The extra S is for extra sass.
I love it.
It's a true slogan.
Do you have a t-shirt? Because unless it's on a t-shirt, it's not a real slogan.
I'm working on it.
Guys, we need to make sass cosplay t-shirts.
Didn't you just hear me say I'm working on it?
Okay, but where is it? I don't see it on... I don't see it.
I'm not working on it right now. Oh my gosh.
WIP. WIP.
Work in progress. There we go.
There we go. All right. Then, as the members of SAS Cosplay, please introduce yourself. Who wants to start?
I will.
There we go.
Hi, I'm Sarah, but I usually go as Rain Emery. Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
I'm Allie, and I go by Lately Cosplays.
Yes.
And I'm Rachel, and my cosplay persona is Ray Ray.
Yes.
Yes.
You all know the retarded voice you're hearing from me right now, so let's not get into that.
But it could be fun.
Yeah, oh, okay. The many voices of Crack Brain Cosplay.
The many voices of Allie Myers. They just never end.
Do you want a job in voice acting? I can get you one.
Ooh, that could be
let's
fun.
Go for it.
And there's Ruby.
There we go. Well, kind of speaking on that, because the very first cosplay that I saw from the group was the Ruby lineup.
The Ruby.
Okay, which I'm guessing is probably what you all are most known for, I would guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were, you know, Anime Bonsai, right?
Yes.
Oh, of course. We had a panel there, and it was extremely popular, and we always had groups surrounding us.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, like, the first time we had, like, ever really gotten that much popularity as a group. So, yeah, Ruby's our most popular and most
well-known for, so. Nice. See, I have yet to go to Anime Bonsai, but I'm not from here, so.
No, that makes sense.
You know, but this next year is, I guess I can kind of now say it. So, yes, I will have, I know I'm at least moderating one panel at Anime Bonsai, and then I'm the... unofficial side spokesperson of Anime Bonsai. So,
nice.
Oh. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'd kind of like...
Well, we'll be there.
...dropped into that. I don't even know how. I ended up at a dinner and like, hey, do you want to do this? It's like,
cool.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
What did I say yes to?
Okay, what did I just agree to again? Can you explain that?
The times when you're filling out paperwork of like, what am I signing my soul away for? Oh, cool.
Cool. Let's go with it. Could be fun.
Yeah.
Well, you'll definitely have to update us on what panels you're doing, or if we can go, you know, say hi, or just like hang around you, bug you, all that fun
if
stuff.
If we can go, you can go.
You know.
This is Sarah. She's precious. We love her, but she's precious.
I have a feeling what you say as precious to her is what my wife and I call, oh, you're so pretty.
Precious.
Thanks, Allie.
So you really are the Ruby of the group.
I am. It's scary. The reason why we're like so most well known for and how we, you know, how the panel went along so well is that we match our characters extremely well.
Nice.
Like, she's a Blake in and out, she's a Yang in and out, and I'm Ruby, and I love stuffing cookies up my nose, so.
What? Oh my god. I love this so much, I really do. Okay, so, I'm going to go through people individually. Rachel, okay, I can see you as the little bit more silent one.
Yes.
I get that. But something tells me, as one of the stories would suggest that you guys were all hinting at, that you have kind of a vicious bite to you.
Yeah, I might seem really quiet and kind of, like, reserved, but once you really get to know me...
Touch your stuff and bitch, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
You just cut people, don't you?
Yes. And another thing... You don't want to be the one waking me up in the morning.
That's my job, usually.
Honestly. Yeah, exactly. Like, I had to wake her up one morning. I had to, like, poke my nose through the door and be like, hey, Rachel, please don't kill me, but please wake up. Like, if I had to stick out, like, if I just, like, threw something at her and just ran away, I would have done that, but...
I'm not a morning person at all.
Don't worry, most people aren't from... Past experience with my wife, yeah, she's not a morning person, and trying to wake her up with anything outside of coffee, you're taking your life in your own hands.
Pretty much.
And now that she's pregnant, it's doubly so. So honey, you need to...
I'll be back later.
I'm going to go to work and kill things. It's safer. I'm sorry, honey. Thankfully, she doesn't listen to this.
You're a lucky, lucky husband.
Yes, I am. Anyone that can put up with me, yeah. Look, marrying my wife, she got told by my family, by friends of my family, and my best friend, like, hey, so you're going to marry him? There is no receipt. You cannot bring him back to us. Okay?
That's gonna be my family.
The moment the actual marriage certificate was signed, my best friend looks over at my wife and goes like, oh, you messed up. Oh, God, thank you. So, yeah, I'm a special blend of interesting.
Same though.
Yeah. Well,
being the Yang of the group, I guess you would kind of have to be.
What?
Right. I see it as that bubbly personality that, okay, do you do the sunburst rage effect as well?
You mean the Super Saiyan?
Yes.
That's what it is.
Thank you for the reference. Right.
She does. Like, we have stories, because, well... Let's just say there have been some guys in the past who have messed with Sarah, who's our precious child, and then Allie goes all Mama Bear, and...
Jeez. Mama Bear comes out.
She gets raw.
We'll mess with the Mama Bear.
I've been on the receiving end of friends like that.
Yeah, I'm that person.
I am so sorry.
No, you know what? You know that you're truly loved by your friends when your friends are willing to kill anyone.
It's so true, though.
Yeah.
When you get the, like, what did they do?
They did what?
Hold my purse.
Excuse me. That's why I carry a wallet. Don't need no purse, hold me back.
Right? It's the times when, like, hidden rings you didn't know they actually had start coming on the finger. I'm just like, oh, yeah. Where do they? Where are they? Don't worry, I'll find them.
No, I'll sniff them out.
Right? Dear God.
I don't even need a name.
This makes me very afraid if you all found a Weiss.
We actually have a Weiss.
Oh, dear God.
And she is very much Weiss.
She is super sassy, and I love it. And she just, like, she gets angry at me easily when I'm Reuben. It's beautiful.
I'm sorry, did you realize that you were going to be doing that to me? You should have known better.
I think you need to be our Weiss.
I'm sorry, I have that black sort of ghetto vibe to me, so no, there wouldn't be stuck up white girl Weiss again. Honey, I'm sorry. But
excuse
you just
me?
Did not
excuse
do that.
Me.
So, Emerald.
Yes. Yes. See, that just means that I get to bring that over to team. Look, my team, Team Sun, Team Season, whatever you want to go and call it, I get to go and be that for my team. So, yeah, I'm the boy band of the group, so we need our sassy black guy.
I love it.
Yeah, well, they're pretty sure in a previous life I was probably a sassy black woman, so.
Look, okay. If you ever need more pointers on it, I'm telling you right now, my mom listens to this. She will reach out to you and be like, oh, I'll give you the handbook, all right? We don't hand these out to just anybody.
I want the handbook.
But look, you're going over to California. Just switch over to Huntington Beach, California. Find the only black woman there. You've met my mom.
Yes.
She will teach you.
We're coming for you.
No. Or just wait till Comic-Con. I think she's coming up.
That works too.
I already got tickets, so.
Yes. I need to get on that.
Hurry up.
I know.
Look, okay.
I'm fully aware.
My favorite voice actors were basically just announced, and I lost my damn mind. So, yeah, I could care less for every celebrity. It's like, oh, that's great, awesome, nice. It's fantastic voice actors. Okay, I'm there.
Okay, what kind of voice actors?
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh yeah.
Specifically.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I saw that.
So yes, we have my Chris Sabat and my. Sean can't pronounce the last name of them, but, oh, God, yes. If they announce that Sunny Strait is going to be there, too, who's the voice of Krillin?
Just death.
Yes.
Sudden death.
Look, if you've ever heard, like, utter guttural screaming in Comic-Con, followed by dust clouds and backflips, that's me.
So. Like me last year, right?
Oh, this is a story.
Story time.
So it was Friday, I think. Yeah, Friday. It was the end of Friday, and we were all exhausted.
We were
just
tired,
so
we
done.
We were grumpy.
We were just kind of like resting. You know where the entrance is, where like that little ledge is where everyone sits at?
Yup.
So we were just kind of sitting there and everything, and we were in our fairy tale cosplays. Mm-hmm. And I was Mary Jane, and she was Juvia, and she was had her back turned talking to some
of
our other friends.
Not is, I am Juvia.
Yeah, she is Juvia. And they were talking, and I was talking to another friend, and this guy comes up, and he's dressed as Gray, like a really, really good Gray, with his shirt off and everything, and he's
with
really ripped, too.
Hashtag, if you happen
Take
to listen, come find me at Comic-Con.
And he saw me first, because I was facing towards the crowd, and he's like, oh, Mary Jane, can I get a picture? I'm like, yeah, sure, hang on, let me get my Juvia, and I tapped her shoulder, and she just kind of like...
I literally, like, turned and glared at her, and I was like, what?
And I'm like, Allie, turn around, and she's turned and looked at him, and mind you, this is her favorite character of all time, and she literally screamed.
And not just, like, screamed, but... Like, unhuman noise screaming. Like, I don't even think I can make that noise again if I wanted to.
But what was hilarious is, as soon as she finished her scream, she collapsed on the ground.
I was
like,
so embarrassed.
In the ball, just kind of like, oh my gosh, what just happened? And the guy also had the most confused face.
He just said something like, what?
Those are times where you just embrace your geekdom and then basically you just sort of like hug his waist and go like, I'm just not leaving. I'm sorry.
You're just, you're mine.
You have a new belt now.
But also it's like in the Croods, the sloth. I'm just your new human belt.
What was also hilarious is we had been searching for him the entire day and we could not find him. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of gave up and then there he was and then...
I mean,
that happened.
Honestly, now at every FanX or Comic Con, that is our task.
Because then he was at FanX,
yeah,
and we saw him, and then we couldn't find him again. But it's my curse.
There you go.
And trains.
And trains.
Trains are my curse.
We got stuck at a train on the way here.
I always get, if I am driving in the car and we're passing a train track, there will be a train crossing, without a doubt.
Or two trains crossing.
Or two.
Happened.
I feel the need to test this out. Crack brain on the road.
On the road. In the car, testing out the train.
It does happen.
It works. She's okay. Truly cursed.
Y'all. See, it's little things like that at every single con where it's like there are people that I do not know their actual name. But I know them by like, oh my god, you were this last year. And that's all we ever know each other. And
uh-huh,
there's other people that know me by like, oh yeah, freaking loud security guy. All right, I'm just like,
no.
Oh, yeah. I remember that con. Oh, sorry. You know? So, yeah, I get that. It just means that every single time you're like, it's day 3 and I haven't seen him. There he is.
There he is. Hello.
You just need to approach the guy and be like, and guess what? You're just now, you're with me all day.
Can we just be friends? Thanks, come on. I'll buy you lunch.
Never buy a dude lunch.
Why?
It's a great tactic, but don't do that.
Well, what's hilarious
How about
is
a smoothie?
This is recorded, and if he ever hears this, he'll cash in on a lunch deal.
It's very true.
Go for it.
Okay, guys will not turn down a free lunch. But don't let that go first thing out of the gate. Start out small. Be like, okay, I'm going to go... Start with a shot glass. It's easy. No guy denies a shot glass. It doesn't matter.
Okay, but food.
But food.
Food is great.
Yes.
Another thing, Sarah's... And, like, her stomach's a black hole.
Yeah.
She may look like this, but she can eat the most out of all of us.
So you're saying...
I'm catching up.
Yes.
Same pride.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. All right. I think it's been uttered on this podcast, but if it hasn't, then yeah. The last, my last anniversary that I had with my wife, went out over to Outback Steakhouse, and we don't go out to eat a lot just because we, A, don't have the money, and B, it's an experience. Anyway, she goes order her thing, which is just like, oh yeah, I just want some rice and a small piece of chicken, and then I'll be good. And then I look over at our waiter, I'm like, okay. You might need 2 notepads. Okay, I want a 16-ounce steak, but I also want a 12-ounce prime. It's like prime cut. I want a vat of vegetables, and then all the rice. Just all the rice. Bring it out over to me. Okay, is that it? I'm like, no. That's just start. That's just the beginning.
That's like Parks and Rec when Ron Swanson's like, I want all the eggs and bacon you have. And he's like, no, I don't think you understand. I want all the eggs and bacon you have.
We have had a personal 2-person dinner that cost us $250.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I am so proud of you.
Yeah, I can recreate Goku eating pretty accurately. So
yes.
I was like, I need to like eat with people and go like, okay, yes, I'm being very mild and just, yes, this is good. And then all of a sudden I'll get home like, Tiff, it's time to eat.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah. It also made living in Japan very fun. Because a lot of their stuff is all just like, oh yeah, you don't pay until you just finish eating. So just keep on eating. And there's a game of like, I'm pretty sure you all have seen like, when people have like sushi and then they stack the plates.
Oh, yep.
Or when you have ramen and you stack the bowls. That's a real thing. It's a fabulous thing.
You're like, thank you.
Yeah.
See, I'm currently, my record for the most I've probably eaten is we went to an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant. That's like our favorite place, and I ate 6 rolls.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I had a little bit of help by Allie, but I was pretty proud of that. Of course, I had to be, like, pushed out of the door and everything. But
hearing that food coming, just like,
Yeah, but she's like, okay. It's time.
Where are you all going in California?
Los Angeles. We're going to the AX Con.
Okay, so you guys are going to AX.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a spare bit of time and you want to, and you don't mind driving maybe about like 30 minutes, there's a ramen shop that I only tell people about this if they're good friends, and I only go with you if you're fantastic friends. But it is fantastic. It's called Shinsengumi. It's fantastic. You will have a food coma, so I'm already telling you, do not plan anything after that. But it's like $6 for a pretty decent sized bowl. Let's see, to people that are listening to this, because this is an audio format. like half of a basketball. There we go. Half a basketball type dish. And the refills are only 99 cents.
Ooh. What? Dang.
Yes.
Really? Yes. You need to text me the address after this.
I'm telling you right now, and it is so good that you will not touch Top Ramen for at least 2 years.
Good, awesome. I hate that anyways.
Okay, good. Yeah. Then you'll actually get somewhat sick looking at Top Ramen because it is...
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
You don't have, like, you're not allergic to, like, beef or anything like that, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
Good, you're good to go.
Yeah, I will give you exactly what you need to order, and I'm telling you right now, you will sit there and go like, thank you. I know what heaven looks like. So, yes.
Yeah, and if you have, like, any other recommendations for restaurants and... around Los Angeles.
Around LA? That are affordable?
Nothing.
Not much.
Okay.
But back over my head, like fish taco places, burrito places, that as long as you don't mind that they assemble the burrito with their hands, it's fantastic.
I'm not a germaphobe, I'm okay.
Okay, good. You know, and then there's places that like pho. Oh, pho.
Oh. I have not found a good pho place here in Utah. Anywhere so far.
Nah, there's not that many. And out over, like, where... What's weird is, like, the area that I grew up in is weird because it's, like, jam-packed in between, like, oh, you've got, like, all your... We're smack dab in the middle of, like, Mexico, Vietnam, Armenia, and Japan. And we're just, like, all cascaded over inside there. So you look down our street and you're like, what do you feel like eating? Don't try to read the boards. You can't. Just... throw a dart, see what it hits, and you're having that tonight. It's fantastic.
And you will love it.
Yes, yeah. It made my... The greatest thing my wife ever told me was we're sitting there going through an area of, you know, Little Vietnam, Little Saigon, and she's like, okay, I'm sorry, but this dude, like, his last name is, it's like, this Nguyen guy? I swear to God, like, he must own every shop here because it's fantastic, but... Nguyen is basically like having the last name Smith. Everyone has it.
Yep.
So you're just going by and it's like, Tiff, that's not one dude or one family. That's like everybody.
Yes. It's just like Nyan as well. Like, yep. There's so many of them.
Right. Fam. I'm sorry. How many?
Yes. Or like in Korean, Kim, Lee.
Yup.
Everyone.
Yup. It's... Okay, I can't keep on going that. I can go really too long on just last names in general.
That's true.
But, I mean, I guess since we actually have the group over here, like, before getting into, like, what got you all into cosplay? Like, how did you guys start the group? And don't tell me it was, oh yeah, high school.
So we've all been friends since high school, but...
Well, and Ellie and I have been friends since junior high.
Yeah, we've been friends since junior high.
I lived in Alaska back then, so...
Oh my god!
But we had kind of been cosplaying together for a little while, and then just this last year, we decided to do a cosplay contest at Nihon, and they asked for, like, a group cosplay name, and we're like, well, we're not really, like, a group cosplay, and so it took us probably, like... an hour to like talk this over and try and like figure out what we were gonna call ourselves for this little like cosplay contest. And so finally we came up with SAS Cosplays, which stands for Sarah Allie, and her last name is Scud. And then, like I said, the extra S is for extra sass.
And the reason why we also, like, what sass popped into our heads is because this one over here, Miss Lil Allie, is probably one of the biggest sassy people I know. Yay! And she was being extra sassy that day.
Oh my gosh, yes. So one thing that you probably should know about our group is, like, we are... like the four S's in a way,
because we have another friend.
We have another
as well.
Friend. She's like our photographer.
So Rachel is the salty one of the group. Allie is the sassy one of the group. Izzy is a sarcastic one, and apparently I'm the sweetheart.
She's a sweetheart. So she's precious. Did I mention she's precious?
Here we go again, the precious thing.
So you all are your own Spice Girls.
Yes. Apparently.
Yes, we are.
I want this to be a thing so bad right now.
We actually did dress up as the Spice Girls one time.
We did?
You didn't.
Oh, I was like, what?
That was for your fashion show thing.
Oh, yeah.
This Good might morning. Need to come back.
Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Where have you been? Back.
We've been here all along. It's fine. Probably won't remember any of this later.
Yeah. Knowing most of these episodes, too much happens in one go to really remember what exactly happened.
It's like a questionnaire later. What happens? Do you know? Mm-mm, I don't.
Basically, it's the, like, do you have time? Because you probably don't.
You probably
so
don't.
Much. So much.
But yeah, that's basically how we got... our SAS name, so and we've kind of just kept it ever since. We're just like, oh, we finally have a name. We're actually all together as, you know, a cosplay group and stuff like that. So let's create
let's go for it.
Yeah.
It's like, and see, what's awesome is, like, I, you know, it's great because there's, you know, I like individual cosplayers, you know, that's fun, but it's always when there's a group dynamic that there's, like, a special synergy that usually has to happen. It's basically just like having your own rock band and whatnot. So I always just sit there and go, like, oh my god, anytime I see, or I hate saying a real, but, like, a good cosplay group, it's like, oh my god, how do you make it work?
I mean, we're just really, 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 really close, so that's probably why
I'm bossy and they allow me to be.
Right.
And I think it's also the factor that we were friends before cosplay, mm-hmm. so we already had that group dynamic. And then we realized, oh, we all actually cosplay. And then
we
want to
make
it just
like a thing.
Yeah.
Right. Now, was it like a subtle realization? Like, do you also do this weird nerdy thing? Oh, you do!
Well, so Sarah got me into cosplaying.
Haha, yeah, I did.
And then we kind of met Rachel and she was already really into it. So
it was just, we were in that really awkward group. That's like, you know, considered the nerd group in high school that, you know, we'd always have like our own little
corner.
Place to sit and everything and corner and everything. So that was us. I didn't socialize out of that group. So kind of glad because those other students were idiots. So, you know.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to high school.
Yeah, let's not.
You mean, like, you don't want to relive your high school?
Let's back that train up. Okay, what were we talking about? Cosplay, that's right, nerdy.
Right, yes.
Yes, all the nerdiness.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's like, speaking of, like, what got you all into cosplay, whatnot, like, how did you all, not even just the fandoms that got you started, like, how did you guys just sort of, like, trip into it?
Oh, I fell on my face into it. I don't know, it's just that, I mean, when I started, it was like, when I actually started, it was 2010, but it was like 2009 or something like that when I, like, really saw it and I got, you know, like, really intrigued by all of it. And I saw a lot of YouTube videos of cosplayers doing their own little whatever stuff. And at that point, I was like a huge weeb and I wanted to show it off. It was terrible. So I think, yeah, in like 2010, I went to one of my first cons. With a cosplay that I made the night before, and we do not speak of that. Anyway, your turn, Allie.
Like I said, I met Sarah in junior high, and she
kind of dragged
well,
you into it.
I met some friends in about sixth grade that, like, told me about anime, but I didn't really know about the whole, like, cosplaying thing until I met Sarah. And then it just went downhill from there.
So,
yeah.
There you go.
I mean, that's the best way to put it.
It's not bad. It's like, I like the, like, oh, this is a thing. This is really a thing.
This is really a thing. And now I'm poor, but I have lots of fun. So.
Oh, everybody's the amount poor. Of money I would have if I didn't cosplay.
No, because then it would be put towards something else. You're gonna fandom about something.
That's just true. Might as well be cosplay.
Right? That is true.
There you go. At least
might as well be awesome.
At least you're not collecting little porcelain figurines. I did. That was a phase.
Oh, was it now?
Yeah, sixth grade was interesting. Yeah. We won't get into that today.
That's fair.
Later, another time. But I think Rachel was like the most, like, because you got into cosplay when you were back in Alaska, right?
Yeah. So I didn't meet them until my first year or sophomore year of high school because my dad was military, so we got stationed here. Ooh-hoo. So I actually grew up in Alaska. And another thing really was I was really into anime even from a very young age because, well, I'm Asian. I grew up with Asian culture around me. Like I remember watching Cardcaptor Sakura, Shaman King, like Sailor Moon growing up. Like, that was just part of my childhood. But I didn't really get into cosplay until around 2010, where I went to my very first convention, which was SakuraCon.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's a good one to go to your first.
I know, right? And the reason why we went was because we were going to Seattle anyways, my family and I, and my dad knew I was really into anime, and he found this anime convention. He's like, hey, I got you tickets, you should go. And I'm like, okay, sure. And I looked it up and everything, I saw people dressing up, and I was like, okay, now I have to do that because I want to be that cool and everything like that. So I went online and I bought a costume, my very first convention. It was Vampire Knight Yuki.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I want to see that.
There's pictures deep in my Facebook. Okay. If you dig deep enough.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
So we went, and yeah, that was a really, really good first con, and that con itself holds a really dear spot in my heart, so I would love to go back one of these days, but gotta figure out financials first.
Next year! That, or just now have people sponsor you, because that is becoming
great.
A thing.
Yeah. So GoFundMe to go to all the cons and yes. All the cosplays. Thanks and goodbye.
Random question, why is there a cup of crayons in the middle of the table? Because I am very intrigued and my inner child wants to draw with them.
Because that's the same reason why there's blank sheets of paper right in front of you. So
you mean
you
I could have been drawing this whole entire time?
Yes, you could have.
Really? No, don't take them away.
It's okay. Let's see the random things that. Okay. So this is going to get kind of interesting. Non fun for people that aren't on the podcast. Yeah, those are stupid sketches of mine. Anyway. Yeah, people sometimes get very creative. That was done on the podcast. I really like that, and I want to incorporate that in a pod, like, actually in a cosplay at some point.
Oh, that's cool.
And then last episode,
that
was Candace Chelsea was just over here, so.
I see her doing that, yeah.
Yep, and then same thing with that, so. Yeah, I usually try to always give people a piece of paper, and then that, because the art that sometimes shows up, some of it not safe for work. It's always just like, and that's a thing. And always usually
you're just
like,
gonna get unicorns and rainbows with Sarah. So.
Yeah. Oh, actually, rainbow. Let's see. Do you have all the colors?
I don't. No, I did.
Again, okay, precious
you have
child.
Red, you have yellow. You have orange. You. I think you have all of them.
Squirrel. See, usually there's at least one person that will always realize what I'm doing and go like, yay. Yeah. But yeah, I like how everyone's stories are kind of diverse, just usually because, I don't know, it's kind of fun that no one really has the same story. Even though I've asked this question 90 times, everyone always has something different, so it's like, I like it.
I like it a lot.
Yes.
It's interesting to learn where people have come from.
especially with cosplay, because I've heard that a lot of cosplayers do cosplay because it's definitely a way to express themselves and to show the creativity that they don't usually are able to, you know, express through work or their daily lives and such.
Right. So, yeah, it's like, because...
Good statement.
Good statement, but anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's like, that was one of the... Well, I mean, I guess technically you'd say I started cosplaying when I was 2, but... It's like, yeah, I would do it just because it was like, oh, I'm a weird, awkward black kid and can't really express myself the way I want to, so yes, I'm going to go and do this. And then everyone else at school is just like, oh yeah, then I'm going to be your token. Because everyone just needs a token black friend, I guess, so yeah.
Well, I'm the token Asian friend, so I understand.
People that know how we feel. But yeah, I mean, that's cool, but it definitely seems that
wind, it's
excuse
a thing.
Me, don't throw crayons at me, please.
It was the wind, I swear.
Sure.
Do you want me to throw crayons at you?
No, I said don't throw crayons at me.
I will.
Or I will throw them back at you.
Challenge accepted. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to start that with you.
Yeah. Something tells me it was just about to get real.
Let's just say that last night we were at a cosplay photo shoot as... You've seen Avatar Last Airbender, right?
Yes.
She was Azula, she was Mei, Rachel's Mei, and I was Ty Lee, and she was Azula. So, I think she's still in Azula mode. So, I'm kind of scared to test, yeah, that.
Something tells me you, like, embody the character something fierce. Like, does that character have attitude? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how she, yeah.
It was funny because we wanted to do Avatar for a while, but we didn't know what characters we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Well, I knew I wanted to do Mei's really bad, and we were trying to decide what good character was for Allie, and we're like, Toph, maybe, Zuko, sure. Ooh. And then I was like, how about Azula? And she's like, not.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went down. I can't deny that.
I heartily look forward to that. I really do.
Yeah, the pictures turned out really amazing. So, I mean, from what we saw.
Yeah.
We can't wait to get them back. So,
shout out to Tim.
Yay, Tim.
We love you. Happy birthday.
At the time of this recording. But yeah, I mean, it's always kind of cool because when you are getting, you know, photos done and, you know, everything like that, where if you can personalize the character and kind of really get into their body, it makes the shoot so much more lively. Mm-hmm. You know, so just hearing and seeing how your personality is, I really now want to see all the shots of like, oh.
Oh my gosh, like the evil smirk that she did. Oh my gosh. I love it so much.
It's the times when you wind up, like, when the photographer goes like, are you sure you want, and you're like, yes. Yes, that's what exactly what I wanted.
The photographer was having such a good time, though, because, like, Ali's just so much fun when she's sassy.
Just, like, a small glimpse of some selfies.
Rad!
Aw, look
you
how
turned adorable. Around?
Yeah. I didn't know they were taking a... No, that's a mirror, sorry.
No, that's a mirror, sorry.
Okay,
there was a mirror in front of us and a mirror behind
head.
Us.
Yeah.
So it's the back of Sarah's head.
Yeah, there's me.
And then there's when I did with her.
Nice.
They're all adorable.
You're all very good in your cosplays. Very, very good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
There we go.
Yeah.
You seem like you had a question there. I didn't want to cut you off.
No, continue.
Awesomeness.
I forgot it anyway.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, it definitely seems that of the cosplays that you all have done, there's a predominant theme of anime.
Yes. Yes.
Something tells me I'm talking to very large art otakus over here.
Not so much in recent years. I've kind of fallen out. Because, like, I don't know. With the new animes that have been coming out, I just haven't found a love with a lot of them.
Yeah, same.
But a lot of the older ones we've definitely cosplayed and have done. We had a Black Butler group a couple of years ago.
I've done Inuyasha. What else have we done?
We've done Tokyo Mew Mew.
Tokyo Mew Mew.
I've done Shaman King.
What else have I done?
Yu Yu Hakusho?
Not yet.
Please do a Yu Yu Hakusho? Please?
Do you hear the begging he's doing? Like, the begging that is in his tone?
Well, it's like...
You said please.
What's also hard is we have this giant cosplay list of cosplays to do, and it's just like, where to put it in?
Yup.
Do I have the money for it? Do I have the time for it?
Well, yeah, it's like, because especially what sucks sometimes is like when you're like, okay, I'm going to go to this con, and I'm going to do this cosplay, and then like a guest gets announced or something like that, or a best friend is like, oh, well, I'm going to go and do this, and now I need this to complete the group, and you're just sitting there like, ah, damn it, I wasn't planning on that, but okay, sure, let's do this now.
I've been dragging a couple of those. I'm pretty sure we all have.
Pretty much every cosplay I do.
I wasn't planning that, but sure.
Teen Titans? Sure, I never watched that as a kid. Character sounds great.
Wait, what character?
Jinx.
Oh. Right?
That's right, I did remember. Okay.
See, Jinx, Terra, and Starfire.
Yo.
Yep. And then we also had a Raven and a...
And a Bumblebee.
Yes.
With us at Comic-Con.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This past FedEx, actually.
Jeez. It was a ton of fun. I'm actually really surprised how many people recognized us.
Right? If you all do it again, I am working on a cyborg.
What?
Yes. I want to do Teen Titans Cyborg. Everyone wants me to do... Cinematic Cyborg, which I don't... I'm not in love with.
No, Teen Titans.
Yes.
I will be your Starfire. We will be your Teen Titans. We just need to find a
Beast Boy and a Robin.
We have a Robin.
There's a Robin.
We have a Robin?
Brittany?
No, that's Raven. Raven.
Oh. Did I mention I'm tired? And then I never watched the show?
Well, that needs to change.
You didn't have cable as a kid. I watched PBS Kids and Saturday News.
So which anybody includes, that has a Robin
Dragon Ball
Beast
Z,
Boy
so I did watch that as a kid.
Oh yeah.
And Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yep.
It's about where it ends.
So then have you tried looking into a Dragon Ball Z cosplay?
I haven't, but I probably would do it.
Because if you do, you let me know, because right now for Comic-Con, I'm trying to organize... I've got two friends that would make a perfect Vegeta and a perfect Goku. I have stamped Piccolo down that if anyone else does Piccolo, they are going to get stabbed.
I could probably do a quick Chi-Chi. That one's an easy one.
That is pretty easy.
You can throw a rock and hit a Bulma, so I really don't... You just have to figure... Would you be Yamcha?
You know, I'd have to refresh myself on the show, because I used to watch it with my brother as a kid, but...
I just want her to be Yamcha. She seems like she would make a good Yamcha.
Is that a compliment or not?
Depends on what perspective.
Gotcha. By all of your expressions, it's just like, yeah, probably not.
It's...
It depends on how you choose to look at it.
Yeah.
I'm tearing up. Oh my god.
Then yes, please. But yeah, it's always kind of fun, because with anime, I always find that there's, you know, people like, you know, every superhero that comes around, you know, but anime is always something where it goes from like, oh yes, I'm going to like embody the character, to like, are you ready for a full skit? We're going to recreate an episode.
Do that with Ruby.
We do that with Ruby. If you look at our channel, I mean, like, we haven't done, like...
We have a cute anything. Christmas one Sarah and I did.
We also have, like, you know, the... Have you seen the video that's been going around a lot, like, when Mom isn't home? When Mama isn't home, like, where when they, like,
the
play the
oven
trumpet,
and the trombone.
And, no. Like, they smash the oven.
I feel like yes. We have to, like...
Yes, I have.
Yeah, we and Sarah recreated that.
As Ruby and Yang.
And then hilarious. We did like a couple challenges too. Like,
oh,
we
yeah.
Did,
the Bean Boozle challenge, the Warhead challenge.
That has our YouTube channel on it.
Yay!
and other things.
Yes. And this
I think you found most of us, though, so...
Yeah, well, that, yeah. And then I'll also be linking everything in the actual episode itself, so...
There you go.
Yay.
Right. But, like, you know, like, one of the things I definitely like so much about your group is the personality that you, it's like, that you give with everything. Because, honestly, as you all were kind of talking about the different skits that you've done and different some of the different things you've done on YouTube, all I could think of was, like, I really now want them to recreate the food fight scene.
We want to so bad. We're just trying to find, like, a way to do it. And there's a lot of, like, Ruby Chibi stuff that we think is hilarious that we want to, like, recreate. It's just, like, finding the time and the...
All the props, all
materials
the,
needed to do so.
And, like, and a place to do it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I can help you there. There's quite a few places. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll stay in contact.
Just FYI, new best friend, so it's fine.
I think I can actually rent out the entire garden for you guys to use, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So much fun.
I know people. But, yeah, I mean, because it's like, they're like, as soon as you guys were even talking about the Ruby Chibi stuff, like, all I could think of also was the... Did you guys see the Ruby Chibi short that was, like, Nora's workout?
Oh, yes!
I've wanted to see a real-life version of that so bad.
Carly does Nora's, so...
We that actually,
would be perfect.
For AX, we're actually planning a group with her and Miles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to do, like, kind of pin-up, like, bunny girl sort of versions. And we think they're willing to join us.
I don't know if they're going to, because they're barely even done with their costumes as it is now.
Yeah, they're...
Because I know there was some talk about it, but I haven't been keeping
in touch.
I think
it was one of those things if they had time.
If they've got time, yeah.
And I don't think they will. I barely have time.
It's the crutch of most cosplayers. Do I have the time?
Probably not.
Probably not, but I'm doing it anyway.
There you go.
And then there's Sarah.
Yeah.
Something tells me you're just sort of like the trailblazer of the group. Like, I don't even care if it sounds good. Gonna do it.
Yeah. For AX, we were like, oh, let's do a few new costumes and then some old ones. Because of her, we are now doing 5 new costumes.
Dear God, woman!
You're welcome.
I've been staying up till 3 a.m. this whole week because I'm trying to finish things for her.
It wasn't all just me. I did suggest Volume 4 Ruby cosplays, but
No, you did not suggest it. You said, I really want to do this. And I said, maybe not for this con, but something else. And then a couple days later, you go, but I really want to do this. And
okay,
I said,
yes.
Sarah, we don't really have time. Maybe if we have time, go, next time I see you. But I really, Sarah... Well, what if... Sarah!
Well, I convinced you in the end, so... Bonus for me, high
win-win?
Five.
Win-win?
Yeah. Still 5.
You have a new cosplay, and she got what she wanted.
Yeah. I mean, mine. I'm really happy with how mine turned out, so...
Yeah, I'm not done yet.
As the vitriol venoms... just drips. Well, I mean, what's that lineup gonna be?
So we're doing obviously Avatar. Yeah. Those ones are new. We just recently finished those ones, and then we're doing Danny Phantom.
Oh, nice.
Then we're doing Volume 4 for Ruby, and then we're doing the Playboy Bunnies and Overwatch, which is video game esque. So,
who from Overwatch?
I'm doing Sombra.
Okay,
I'm doing
that.
May. Sorry, I'm sorry.
That was perfect.
I'm doing Tracer, but... Do you not like Tracer? Something tells me you don't. No. I'm not doing her usual skin. I'm doing, like, one of, like, her other skins that, like... kind of is like a parody in a way-ish.
We're kind of keeping it a secret until the con.
Perfect.
Yeah. The fourth member of Sass Cosplay does not know.
Hopefully she does not listen to this because she'll be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Let's just say that I will have a cape that
you get to, has you get
a
to decide
British
if
flag.
This comes out before the con or after.
Well, let's just do before.
And then our other friend's doing Anna.
Yeah.
That's rad. Anna is one of my favorites. She's so funny.
I'll admit, I'm the Snape of Overwatch. I'm a Genji main, so.
Oh.
As well as a
Hanzo
secondary.
Well, again, I'm May, so yeah. I'm Satan, apparently.
She is Satan.
So much fun. Ice wall coming up.
Oh my god, you still do that very well. I'm telling you right now, you need to now do an Overwatch chibi version of this.
Done.
Oh my god. Well, that's, it's like, it's really, really, like, you guys definitely have, like, kind of a dynamic, broad range that you go for.
Oh, yeah. Know? Yeah.
It definitely doesn't seem like you do anything that's like, oh, is that normal?
No. No. Normal? Yeah. Is that a thing? Could you explain this normal thing to me? I'm not understanding.
I don't know. It's this weird alternate dimension that sometimes I have to dabble in for work.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I know how that feels. I work at a bank.
I'm sorry.
No one understands my hobby.
I think that's most people when it comes to cosplay.
Oh,
it's like you,
for sure.
You go out into the world, it's like, you do what?
You do what now? And you're how old?
Yeah. You're almost 30 and what?
But the thing is, though, as soon as Halloween comes around, everyone else does like 180, like, help me with this, help me with this, help me with this. I'm like, no.
Can you make the new movie Cinderella dress for $50?
No.
Yeah.
Like $150.
Even then, more like $500, like, for that dress. Holy
crap. You want
it
to look really good.
Yeah, like, I can give you like a cheap Walmart costume for $50. Is that what you want? Okay.
Uh-huh. See, that's like, I wind up getting every guy coming to like, oh, yeah, so you do props. Okay, cool. I want this done, and I want it out of wood. It's like,
No.
Not wood.
A, you know how heavy that's going to be, and B, yeah. No.
Just no. I was like, you're making fun of me for this whole year for doing this thing, but once Halloween comes around, suddenly you like, hey, so here's a favor. Can you do it for me for free? Right. It's like,
so,
no.
Funny story. My younger brother always makes fun of me for all my cosplays, and every time I get dressed up, he just goes, what the frick is that? Like, what are you dressed up as now? And he knew I was, you know, working on my Scythe last year, and every time, you know, I would put, like, you know, like, more onto it, like, apparently he would just, you know, like, go out and look at it, like, observe it, you know, like, nonchalantly, but I knew he was doing it, until one day when it was actually finished, apparently my dad told me that he was picking it up, swinging around, and actually broke it, and he glued it back together, and thought I would never notice, so that's why it hangs on top of the garage ceiling now, because...
So,
yeah.
Why wasn't the scythe then turned into a gun, and your brother shot?
I wish I could do that. Oh gosh, if I could have done
it. Just build. Yeah. Look, EVA foam is a great thing because it doesn't leave a mark.
That's true, actually. Honestly, though, I wanted to put a Nerf gun into it, but then I realized that A, I didn't have enough time, and B, some conventions wouldn't allow that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah, because it basically just needs to still look like the Nerf gun for the most part. But yeah. You can still take components of it and alter it, and they will accept that. Gotcha. You just cannot have any ammo.
But what's the fun in that if you can't shoot little Nerf darts? Especially at freaking Adams.
So, about Comic Palooza, yes, some people did get shot, and I'm sorry, because I know we weren't supposed to bring ammo into there, but when you're dressed up as Finn and you happen to have a blaster rifle, people get shot. I got told to stop it, I don't know how many times. I'm a bad thing at a con.
This just makes me want to go to con with you now.
It's an experience. I will say this for Anime Bond. Let's see, Anime Bonsai will basically kind of just be Sage. So yes, there will be a whole lot of Ooh, there will be a whole lot of swinging a sword and awkward boy band poses. I'm looking forward to that. Something awful. So, and then San Diego, or not San Diego, God, no, never again. Salt Lake is going to be Ruby Rod from Fifth Element, which I will be loud.
Ooh.
And backflippy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, thank you for those tips on the handstand that I was trying to do, because that actually helped.
Any. Yes. So the was that a? It wasn't a video. It was just a picture, right?
It was just. Well, it was a video on my story.
Okay.
That I put on just to be like, hey, I'm trying.
I don't think I saw the story, but I saw. Like, it's. Okay, do you all ever have that thing where, like, someone does something that incorporates either something you've spent a long time doing or, like, a part of your job that you're just like, and you're not doing that right?
Let yes, help you. Yep. Yes. See, I've never done gymnastics ever in my life, and that's, like, the closest I've ever, like, been to a handstand ever. I've never done a handstand in my life before. So, yeah.
If you, and this goes for anybody else that's out there, if you need help with anything acrobatic, this sounds slight humble brag time for a quick second. So yes, I spent over a decade as a gymnastics coach, also as an Olympic coach for gymnastics and for diving. So if you ever need help for that.
What?
Yeah, my backstory is weird. Anyway, if you ever need help with that, you let me know.
Okay.
That'll as I've awesome. Heard from your other podcasts.
That's right, you listen to...
Yeah.
It's weird when people reference... It's just like, yeah, I know that. How? Podcast. Oh, that's right. It's public knowledge now. There you go. Well, I mean...
Yeah.
About, like, how you guys are... Is this the first con that you've traveled to as a group, or...?
Mm-hmm. As a group, yes.
Okay. And nervous for it, excited for it.
Excited.
I'm excited.
I'm both, because I just don't know how I'm gonna do in the heat. Really.
It's not gonna be much of a heat. It's gonna feel like how it is today.
Okay,
it's like 75.
But this is like Las Vegas we're talking about as well.
That's true. Never mind. I take that back.
And I grew up in Alaska. You have to realize that.
I'm still wrapping my head around that. Because I'm... It's, yeah, I don't get Alaska a lot. So, I've never been. I don't like the cold. So, yeah. It's.
I mean, at least with the cold, you can actually take care of that. Like, you can put stuff on, you can put coats on, and all that fun stuff. Whereas, like, when you're in the heat, you, like, take off everything. You're just like, well, crap, what do I take off now? Like, my skin? Or, like, what?
Yeah.
Okay then.
I don't know if I should render aid.
Nah, they're probably fine.
There you go. Well, yeah, I mean, like, are you guys also going by... Because you said by van, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Why would you do that? You really are going rock band style with this trip, aren't you?
Well, also, I do have a guitar. It's not real, but I do have one.
And the biggest part is that both Sarah and Allie have huge props with theirs, so we need a big car.
Shout out to Crescent Rose.
Hashtag to my guitar.
Because it's a larger than life guitar.
Yeah, I accidentally made it a bit big, but I
it's taller than me.
Well, that's not hard.
Yes, I'm 5'1½", okay?
And the half is important.
Yes, don't forget it.
See, it's like...
See, I don't even think you're that tall. I think you're just 5'1".
5'1½".
Can't you just give yourself the law of averages and go up to the 5'2"?
I usually say... Like, on my license, it says 5'2".
Okay, there you go. Trying to give people the half, it's like... Oh yeah, how tall are you? Just shorter than my wife. That's all you need to know. But yeah, it's like, because I'm definitely glad that you said driving, because flying... Yeah, don't do that. Just never do that.
Yeah, not with these props.
And like, not ever. Each planning, I'll bring like two suitcases, one with all the cosplay and one with like, oh, I need normal clothes too, eventually.
No, that's just a duffel carry-on, basically.
Yeah, it's... From experiences working on the tarmac of an airport. They're not gentle with anything that you bring.
No,
I've noticed.
Well, like, I remember one of my cosplay friends, she flew, I think Southwest, she said.
It's the best one to do if you're a cosplayer.
Well, she's never had a bad experience until her last trip, where they put Fragile stickers on her suitcase, and when it came back, it ruined her, I forgot what the actual name of her, sorry, I'm not really good at video games, but, Link's shield, it cracked it, so she had to, like, completely scrap it and everything, and it was like, she was like, I think it was, and it wasn't just that was damaged, but that was the one that was majorly damaged, but she was like, yeah, it was like over $200 worth of damages or something like that.
Yeah, that's always a thing. That's where you have to go and get actually like movie studio cases. Mm-hmm. Those are the only things that survive airports.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You have a tendency to kind of like start a thought and go like, hey, I'm just going to abandon that right now.
It's bad. And another major thing is, I'm bringing Blake's sword, and I deconstructed it, obviously, because it's not supposed to be working, but I used an airsoft gun base for my gun, and it doesn't work, but Air Force security doesn't know that, so...
Check the luggage. Here you go. Well, I mean, before we kind of start wrapping things up, kind of, like, what are... Without giving anything that's supposed to be secretive at all, like, what are some of the things that you all are going to be trying to go in, like, different cosplays you guys look forward to in the future?
As a group or individually? I'm now really excited for Despicable Me.
Oh, gotcha. So what we were playing, so this was, like, late last night. We were all tired and laughing, yeah. And the photographer, Tim, you know, we're really close to him now, and he's amazing. And, like, he made, like, this joke of, like, a fairy, you know, him being a fairy and stuff like that, so that just reminded me. I'm just like, oh, hey, you know what would be really funny? Is if you did a cosplay of, like, Groove's fairy outfit, you know, in the second movie, yep. I think it is, and we'll be, like, the three little girls.
If you all need minions, I will be a minion. I'm pretty sure I can also dress up my two kids as minions.
Oh my god, that's so cute! I love it. So yeah, we've already figured out each.
Could you guess which person would be which little girl?
Let's see. You're the oldest sister. Mm-hmm. No, you'd be the ninja one.
Yeah. Yep.
That would make you the older sister. Yep. And
it's so fluffy.
I have something for you, by the way.
You have something of fluffy. You got me something fluffy?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's about this big.
That big? That's cute. That's you didn't have cute. To.
I wasn't planning on it, but then it showed up in the mail.
Oh, all right!
Yeah. I'm an overachiever, just so anybody who cares, I got her like 9 birthday presents for her birthday.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I'm wearing one of them right now. I'm wearing your unicorn socks.
I have a problem. It's probably fine.
It's okay. We all
have
problems.
We're not
going to
tell anyone.
Well, they all know now.
Honey, you see my makeup addiction.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I mean, how can people find you all individually, find your group? This is the time to pimp your stuff now.
So I'm most active on Instagram right now.
Same.
That's where I post all my pictures and all the updates.
For SAS Cosplay, like our group, we're most active on Facebook. But we do have Tumblr and Instagram. And we do have an Etsy shop where we sell prints.
Nice.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Buy them. That's the way we fund already. To go to things.
Yeah, for personal wise, we mostly just on Instagram.
We are on Facebook.
We do have Facebooks. So we don't really update regularly, but I'm trying. So any tips would be appreciated. But we do also have the YouTube channel, right?
It's under Sarah's Rain Emery.
Yep.
So, yeah.
We do some pretty funny stuff.
Some mostly pretty random
we do
stuff.
A lot of like vlog videos when we go to cons, which are fun, so like so our fans can follow our experience when we go to cons.
So this new one, like the conventions that we're going to go to, we're going to vlog them, and that'll be fun.
Yeah,
especially with our car rides. We should just like have a video dedicated to our car rides.
Yes. All right, road it's like the road trip car ride is always the best thing to go and do, but do that as bonus episode.
Yes,
the
bonus. Yes. Right.
There you go.
Hey, well, thank you so much for coming on this podcast.
No, thank you.
I hope you all had fun.
Yeah. No, it was the worst. Yes,
I'm always expecting that answer.
Right. I am out. I'm offended.
Look, there's a microphone right there. You can just drop it real quick.
Dropping the mic and I'm out.
You're like, done.
Right
on. So yes, make sure that you go and follow Sass Cosplay, and I will definitely be going and posting as many things as I can about you all.
Aww.
I love this. And then I will have to go and find... I'm going to have to find my Yang over at... That sounded really messed up. Over at
Please
Anime
continue
Bonsai.
With this thought. Find me.
I'm going to find you at Anime Bonsai.
Yes, at Anime Bonsai we are hoping to host 3 panels.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been approved yet, but they have all been submitted, so...
Yeah, hopefully because our last panel...
And we'll be doing our a Ruby one again, but we'll have their Volume 4 outfits this time.
Because the last one was really popular. It was called Ruby Galore.
It was a full room.
It was full, and only like one person.
And at all our panels, if anyone is listening and wants to go, we will be giving out free prints.
Then I will definitely be there. As long as it's not during my panel, then yes.
Yeah, okay, we're hoping on doing an Overwatch or Ruby and then a Fruits Basket one, if you've ever heard of Fruits Basket.
Oh yeah, that was one of my first cosplays. Yes.
It's kind
someone
of
with the Zodiacs where they transform into their
animals. Yeah, I haven't seen that in a while. Yeah. Wow.
Yes. It still exists. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Still a thing.
I like the originality of that.
So that's going to be fun.
Right. Well, I cannot wait. There we go. And like I said, you will definitely have to update us more on that. So
yes.
Let me know, and I will shamelessly plug everything. So until next time, everyone. I will talk to you all later.